When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Sassy Tarot. Sassy. Sassy Tarot. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y, tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Zach, you're not even
Sassy
here
tarot.
Yet.
Sassy Tarot.
This is bullshit. This is what happens when you play with male energy, guys. This is what fucking happens.
Yeah, when you play with male energy, you get male energy.
You get male energy all over you. That's what happens. You get that male energy all over you.
Welcome. Welcome.
Okay. Welcome to Sassy Tarot. I'm Veronica Osorio, and the intruder voice that you're hearing is Zach Perlman, my guest for
intruder.
Today.
Intruder.
Intruder. Alert. So today, in our second episode, I've had, just so you know, and you will see the pictures, you're my second guest.
Cool.
Our second male
yes.
guest. And you're my second bearded man.
Who's the first?
Mike Still.
Oh, love that man.
Love that man, right?
Good man.
I read the tarot for him.
How did his come out?
So, I think great.
Sassy?
Sassy and juicy and all that good stuff. So, what's going to happen now is I'm going to give you some context for our guest, and then I'm going to talk about tarot for about 20 minutes, and then we're going to get this read started, okay? So
it starts with a TED Talk?
It starts with a little bit of I have a slideshow. It's complicated for podcasts. I mean, frankly, useless, but
that's
I still
fine.
Made it.
I'll describe what's going on screen. There's a woman
thank you.
In
yes.
a yoga pose
yeah.
with a third eye.
That's just the intro.
Demon.
That's just like the, while I like introduce the shit, you know? Like,
oh, got
that's
it.
The
oh,
first
yeah, yeah.
image, you know, like
okay,
a neutral for people to like be aware of the presence of the. If you go into dead silence, I will disconnect some cables. I don't know how. We will make this happen.
So you're in fear of
it used to be,
Peter being silent, you will cut him off?
I will cut all of his cables with a scissor and that I found.
Sassy Tarot.
Oh,
Sassy Tarot.
Okay, so Peter, are you ready to have music while I talk? Or is this going to be like a lot of planning and bullshit? This is... So Peter's trying to like be this person who plans his beats, but it's better when he just flows. So can you just flow? Can you just flow? Hey, Peter, I have a request for you. I have a question. Can you just flow? Can you just flow? I can't hear that shit. This sucks.
Oh, he's flowing.
He didn't answer with the voice, but he definitely started flowing.
Good thing.
Yeah.
There were some cables to be pulled if he didn't serve.
I'm glad I made that threat. I'm glad that worked out because that was going to be really bad.
It's so funny. I made that threat.
I made that threat.
At my grandfather's 90th birthday.
What did you say? You said, if you don't...
If you don't flow, I'm pulling all the cables, Grandpa.
What did he do? Did he flow or did he not?
He flowed right there. He went, I'm not kidding, 128 bars off the dome. He killed.
Well, but it's so that it works. The cable thread works.
You know, it works. And
I'm glad you did that to your grandpa.
Yeah, I call him Zadie. By the way, happy 90th, Zadie, for real. He's 90. That's pretty crazy.
You know what? You cannot do that. You're not the host. So.
Oh, all right.
Well, we take that back. Sassy Tara officially retrieves the happy birthday.
Retrieves?
Yeah.
I think.
We're pulling it out. We're pulling it back.
I'll take retrieves.
We're pulling it back. Okay, guys, let's just get this started.
What time did you wake up this morning?
I did not wake up yet.
Oh, you're sick.
I haven't. What time did you wake up?
I woke up at 7:45. I woke up initially at 6:30 and just kind of like sat and meditated in bed for a little bit and then dozed off.
That's very good. Last night I could not sleep and I also had been out away for a few days. Mm-hmm. So this is what I wanted to talk about in today's episode of Sassy Tarot, and it's a nice segue into it.
Give me one reason to stay here.
Which is the male energy that you can really fucking feel me kind of going against and trying to work with right now.
Myself sit.
Okay, this is fun. But listen, if this is what I put myself in this situation where I'm like wrangling men. This is what's happening. Is that offensive?
You know, I don't know.
Don't have too many opinions.
I think I don't have any opinions. Although okay. You are having fun, so
I'm having.
Are you wrangling yourself as well?
Good question. Yeah, my pits are starting to sweat. So definitely, there's some like self thing happening. So I want to talk about the male energy.
Male energy.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Give us some male energy.
Male energy. Mm. Ooh, wow.
So I wanted to talk about it because I was just this weekend I was in Atlanta with my brother and my dad. So those are two guys. They're both very into doing things their way, which I am too. It has nothing to do with them being males.
Yeah. We have a
personality thing. But it's two males. So I know they're very like, they like doing things their way. And I let them do that. So I enter in a more female way. Because I live alone. I've been outside of my country.
You don't live alone.
And away from my family. Now I live with a cat.
You have a cat.
But I don't have my family near
me. Got
it.
Yes.
I moved away from my country 10 years ago, and I haven't lived with my family in the same city for that long, which is pretty normal in the States, but very weird and for a Venezuelan person, I think.
Just a little side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We also met 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
When I first moved. Yeah. So it is a sidebar that I want to talk about, actually, a little more extensively. So I don't get to enjoy family. So I am the one who's consistently planning her own life and doing the, you know, I don't like, is that child thing where like parents are around, they have a plan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just chilling because I'm the child.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that often. Adults don't. And when my brother is he's younger, but he's older in a way. Mm-hmm. And they both like plotting and planning. But this trip was very, very different. For the first time ever, I picked where we were staying in town. I selected the Airbnb. I decided what we were going to do with our days. I picked the neighborhood I wanted to hang out in. And they just were flowing with me. And I felt very strange.
Was it a
on top of that?
Did it was there contention in you picking stuff?
No, it felt very different because I never take charge. I never, so like that's Mars and Venus, right? Like, or male and female, which is like the principle.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, just for those who don't know.
Oh yeah, that's a book and Zach is promoting it right now. He has like a full t-shirt and just like, he has
I wrote a Cliff Notes version of
it's
it.
It's crazy. For all the people out there who are really lost.
Who are just like, whoa, way too much information. I wrote a Cliff Notes version of Men
How's
are from
that
Mars.
Business going?
That's
for
called
you?
It's called Men Mars, Women Venus.
Just to make it like for people
just
to really
way, I mean just
like just
really
for people
direct.
To just be able to understand. Wow, you're really doing the Lord's work.
You know, I believe.
in you just believe.
I kind of Cliff Notes all my sentences.
Oh, okay, cool. You have to finish them at some point. No, it felt very different. I don't know what your guys' dynamics are with your family. Mm-hmm. But first, I've been feeling that lack of my dad and brother, and we all get along. When I was a little girl,
youngest? Sorry.
I'm the oldest.
Okay, so got it.
Me and then my brother.
Got it.
But mom had this very specific idea of like femininity, mm-hmm. and she wanted to make me her like tiny princess, you know? Venezuelans are worse than my mom was, but she was very much like that. But I was like, but my brother's skateboarding and I want to just do that. And mm-hmm. so I play baseball, I skateboarded, I like surf with my dad. So I'm very much like, it's like my mom had two boys. In a lot of ways. So she's alone with her thing. And I'm like, that was me growing up.
When you were growing up, do you feel like that was in pursuit of going against your mom or just straight up in pursuit of what you were?
I don't know. It was just more fun.
You were just
like,
a kid.
I'm like, they're surfing. This is skirts. I don't like that.
Can't surf a skirt, mom.
It's just very sticky with the water and it just becomes heavy. And also, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good.
But my entire point with all of this is that I do channel my like kind of like extreme sports male shorts, open legs. Like I like drink beer and I burp and my legs are open and all this like what a Venezuelan woman would never do that a guy would, like play dominoes, like all that shit that guys tend to do.
Typical like male behavior.
Venezuelan male behavior.
One of my favorite books.
Are you cliff noting it right now? Yeah, okay, great. And this time around, it felt like I suddenly was like both, and by male and female, I want to clarify, like it means like, I talk about this very like, it's not a binary thing. Everyone flows between both energies and it's just the energy of giving and receiving, right? Like, so males like hunt in nature. They court the female in most species and they give the semen, right? They give, they put inside the female and then the female receives and kind of like makes
nurtures
and makes sure like it's they're two different like
they're needed for each other but they're
energies
different.
And a female can totally go and hunt like we've seen like the felines and a lot of species like have and some species like have the male carry the eggs or the you know the babies or
in
like
lions,
nurture
for example the females hunt the males stay at home
exactly so but there is an overall most species there's a distinct like two energies let's just call them two energies so that's what I'm talking about it's the energy of giving Mars like doing action planning square 1 2 3 4 let's do this versus like flowing who's is everyone okay let's like sense what's happening like this like less action and more like let's receive the information and bend and flex accordingly. Right.
The friend you want to be on drugs with.
Yes.
That's like
the flex. Yeah. The the one who's sensing and feeling.
Yeah.
But like, you need a planner too. You need someone who's like, it's 6 p.m. If we take the drugs right now,
yeah, we're gonna get that sunset so sick.
Yeah. You need that. That's also like planning around a beautiful thing, which can, so both energies are really useful.
Yes, I completely agree.
And when you're well balanced in both your energies, you get to enjoy life very much, right? Because you're flowing with things as they go, and you enter that kind of energy of receiving and letting people like nurture you or nurturing people, because we all need to do that and get
it's a,
that.
It's a give and take.
And then there's a other energy that's more like logistics, planning. Okay, cool. Feelings are like, they're more like ethereal, and then there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, right?
Right.
And I felt 1, 2, 3, 4, but usually with them, I'm like, I'll flow.
Sure.
In my own Veronica planet, at like somewhere else. And in a way, I was like that too. And then the Peter is here, and he's, I think identifies as a male. And same as Brett and you, I think. So I wanted to address a little bit Sassy Tarot. I think we're going to have to edit this down a little bit. But
no way.
I really have been wanting to like surround myself with male energy. And I think it's been a way to like coming back from like, I read the tarot for my brother. Every night he asked me like, can you read my tarot again, please? And I was so shocked because my brother is like, he's not a religious person. He's not a spiritual person even. Like he doesn't believe in God or anything like that. He budgets his entire year and then he actually sticks to it. Like he's that kind of 1, 2, 3, 4 steps planner. Like, you know, and I'm more like, I don't know, you know, like things just happen.
It will.
Yeah. I won't. Yes. Yeah. You know?
Sure.
Yeah. And then I like float into somewhere else.
We just sounded like two NPR correspondents doing a podcast. Sure. Yeah.
Of course.
I will.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read the tarot for my brother every night, and every night he was very, the first night he was extremely impressed by what happened, because what I said, and I knew this would be, I read the tarot as if I was reading for my brother, I think consistently, which is like, I will pull a card and I will tell you everything I know this card means. And then I'll try to put it together with all the things. And if you throw information at me, I will take what you're telling me and try to figure out what the card is trying to, like,
so
how the card relates to this.
If
you've experienced it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's almost a great mixing of both energies, because you are simultaneously going with the flow, but you're also taking in information and kind of like putting it down. As like almost
it's both, yes.
Yeah, it's like a great mix of both.
It's like feeling what's in the air and also like structuring it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about, I feel like my need to have men around me, I feel it might be like a challenge for me to like prove that the tarot can work or will work, because I feel like men, and I don't mean in general, but it's been my experience that more males than females are not into believing this could be a thing, you know?
Yeah, I think.
And it's not about believing, but it's about like,
I think it's like
the attitude to
it. Societal pressure towards anything that might be masked or understood as weakness.
Yes.
Is like,
I'm curious about that. Like, because I feel like you're a very, this is a time to say that maybe Zach and I have known each other for 10 years. And we haven't been best friends for 10 years or anything like that, but we have been in each other's lives. Like,
like
every 2 years we show up, and then now I moved to LA, so we're in the same city.
Yeah.
You were always in LA.
Yeah.
Hear myself.
When we first met, I was in Michigan.
Oh, but I didn't know that.
But I was, I had done a movie with Matt Bennett, who we met through, and you did UCB.
He's my first like friend in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did an improv class together. I had just landed.
And so I met Veronica through that. And then when I moved to LA, I would just come out to New York and you'd be there.
We seen each other. And then I eventually moved to LA, and then we were in each other's like orbits kind of heavily.
Yeah.
And now we're in a show together.
It's true. Something
weird, like
something that I predicted 2 years ago.
You did? What did you say? Say it.
Well, we were talking about manifestation.
Yeah, we were.
And I believe in it wholly. And I basically said, I was like, well, we're going to work on something in a few years. So I guess I was off by a year. I said a few years.
Well, that's amazing because it could have easily been like an LA thing that you say, you know?
Oh, totally.
But we had worked in this play that you wrote and you thought of me. You casted me in it and we did it twice and it was so cool. It went so great.
Yeah.
So it's been like an ongoing buildup of a friendship. And I feel like it's also been very... consistently open in terms of conversations.
Every time, yeah.
And I feel like a few years ago, for whatever reason, I've only been doing that with females in my life.
Interesting.
I'm bonding and like getting... There's a couple of guys, especially Venezuelan, because we're... It's the same country kind of thing.
I totally understand
But
that.
It's not the esoteric part. It's not that like a talk about feelings part. It's more like we are... in a cultural kind of, you know, match together.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're definitely one of those people that is unafraid to, in front of other guys, be like, manifestation, energy, like Venus. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like, you're, like, actively seeking for all this, like, esoteric stuff.
Yeah, I love information. And when information comes back...
That's your Gemini side.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
And when information comes back as like a positive or something where it's like completely unknown, I get really, really interested in it.
You get obsessed with, like, you want to know all about it.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me as well. Which is why I'm doing this podcast. Because I'm learning through talking about this.
No, this is like, I think it's a great idea. Just between us, like, I think it's
delete
a great
that.
Idea.
Delete that part.
Between us. This is not for us. Anyone else.
So I wanted to ask you, we had a session that was kind of like this. We were all working on Strange Angel on set, and then Peter had a guitar for whatever. It was your guitar?
Yeah, it was my guitar.
We were in your trailer, and then I read your tarot, and Kai was there, and it was the four of us and music and a tarot read. So basically this.
It was this, no microphones.
Yes. And I was so impressed because I felt like up until like literally 6 months ago, something like that only happened with a bunch of women.
Mm.
And now I feel like I'm attracted, like I'm attracting this male energy. And what I realized is we can interact with my brother, interacting with my dad, interacting with you in the tarot and Peter, and not just like you guys specifically, but guys. Like, it's been a lot of male interaction in my life the last few weeks. And I just like click in immediately with guys, and I'm clicking in with guys in a way that's spiritual, which is not the same as before. Because I would like joke around or do like this thing where I'm like skateboard, like I'm more like
I'm one of the guys, that kind of.
And it's the opposite. They're coming to what I would mistakenly classify as female interest, you know, the esoteric, blah, blah, blah. And I'm realizing people are. Guys are very open to talk about it, hearing, listening, and there's like a misconception that it's not that I had it, but I'm pleasantly surprised by this like turn of events, because yesterday I came back from Atlanta, I said goodbye to my dad and brother, like we just finished shooting the entire show. Please watch it in CBS All Access.
CBS All Access.
Strange Angel. It's amazing. I read tarot every day for my brother. He benefited from those conversations, but it also opened a door for me to talk about spirituality kind of freely with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And once that tarot read had happened, we were already in that language.
Sure.
So I was able to like tap into it immediately every time he was bringing anything up. And then with my dad, I read one card for my dad and it was like enough. And then I had him pull another one and it was more than enough for like seven conversations. So, and then I read the tarot for a waitress that helped us and she asked me to come back. And then I did it again. And she was like, I would pay $40 for this. And I was like, thank you so much, Shannon. Full $40.
Wait, do I have to pay $40 for this?
No, okay. You don't.
I'm getting mixed signals.
But I realized like the tarot is a really good tool to open up to guys. Or like to talk to men in a way that is so radically different than what I'm used to talking, including my family. Mm-hmm. Like I talk very openly with my family, but not so deeply and spiritually.
What we're finding, I think, as humans is that you don't really need a religion to feel spiritual or to feel religious.
Isn't it so funny? Like it's been so dumb. Like we're children.
Yeah.
Humanity. It's like,
yeah.
Spirituality and religion are the same.
Yeah.
And it's like,
wow.
How can we not see that? But at the same time, like, I have been studying Judaism, and I realize, like, so there's a lot of rabbi explaining, reading the Bible or like Torah, and then being like, you have to place yourself in this mindset. Like, Freud said ego for the first time, and now we had a name for this thing.
Yes.
Now we had a name for subconscious mind. Now we had a name, but imagine like 2000 years ago where people were like, dreams might as well be real. Like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah.
Like, there's no labels for so many behaviors, for so many like thoughts, for so many like things. There's even not even an explanation of what, where we're standing or what we're doing here. So, and we still don't have it, but we have a lot of knowledge. Put yourself in that place, like, of like a guy having a dream about a devil and waking up and feeling like, sweaty, and
well,
he's like, I fought a devil. And it might be just,
I'm back. That was crazy.
And it's like, you would have been peacefully just laying there. Yeah. It's like, nope, it was crazy.
No, it was insane.
I went to different place.
I saw you.
You were like making snoring sounds. Like, you were clearly asleep.
You were just seeing this.
You were drooling on your rock pillow. So there's like, there's a lot of like, slow growth into like even separating, like, to me sounds like duh, but separating religion from spirituality, there's people who don't even currently right now cannot wrap their heads around that idea.
I think we also did ourselves a disservice over the last 3,000 years
that doesn't apply to me
of labeling God as something that man is made of. What's so funny is, like, if you were to think about God in the way that, like, man is created in God's image, well, it's like, well, we're all kind of the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a molecular level.
Yeah.
So it's like, we are, in fact, in God's image if God is everything.
Right.
We're all molecular, you know, atoms that have all stuck together.
Atoms.
Name as many Adams as you can. Adam Devine. Adam Levine.
So stupid. Brett, let's delete that, okay?
So I have a problem with the bad shit that, I don't know, has come with people defining God as tied to a theology, as tied to a religion. Because that's a bad rap for like one of the most beautiful things in the world. The idea that we're all the same thing, that's such a beautiful like sentiment. And for it to be ripped down because someone's like, God's a guy with a big white beard. And it's like, well, that's maybe what you think, but that's...
Maybe that's what you're into, as a, like a God image, but...
But my God image is a flower.
And mine is just like the everything.
Yeah, I mean, that is for me, it is like...
Which is why I love like...
God is everything.
The Judaism, like the Shema is to me... concept I have to consistently pursue, and if you are not Jewish and don't know it, it's the idea that God is one, God alone. So like, it's a one. So you're like, what does this mean? Or am I God? Is everything God? Then there you like consistently have to me, I consistently have to like chase after this thought, this idea, and it consistently makes sense to me, whatever conclusion I reach. So it's very solid for me.
For you, because I think that can be a little like fuck for people.
Yeah.
But this idea that everything is God and so therefore I am God.
But I lose it. I go and chase it again.
Right. And I think that's important. It's like your ego wants everything to be explained.
Yes.
Because your ego has to be here.
Yes. Because it's Earth. It's like it lives here.
Yeah. You're here. You're on Earth. We don't know. We'll never be able to answer the question why. But that question is irrelevant when you realize that everyone's asking it.
Yeah, it makes sense. So I want to start the reading for you because Brett told me to. But also I wanted to say a couple more things about the tarot before we get into it. First, a way to start reading the tarot if you don't know it, it's just get a deck on Amazon, right? I would recommend the Rider-Waite just because it's like the classic tarot.
Or go to
tarot.
Your local crystal shop.
Yeah.
If crystal Matrix and Atwater.
If you're somewhere in California, it's right around the corner. There's no delis, and somehow there are crystals.
And they will hit a crystal.
And throw a rock and you will find your crystal
store. And you will find your crystal.
And then your overpriced crystal stores. And then you can buy a tarot deck, and then you can open it and follow the instructions. Every tarot deck has like been made with an energy that the author or whatever has put in, the illustrationist has put into it. So maybe if there's a set of instructions, just follow like the instruction on how to like make it yours or like mix it. And then what I do is I pull a card every day. And then if it's a card that I really don't like, I try to focus on like if I encounter things that relate to that card, I have been warned in a way, right? And I feel like I can better handle these situations because I've been prepared to, instead of being like, here it goes, full self-fulfilled debt. Like, you know, it's not like that. I got Five of Wands as like conflict at work. And it was a day that we were in the desert and my hat like fell off and it was like ripping my hair and it was very uncomfortable. And there were like walls of dust just coming towards people. And I was in tights and heels in the rocks. So that's the day where the Five of Wands showing up in my life three times before I even started working. I was like, I hate it. I'm in such a good mood. Why is this card popping? And then when that challenging moment happened, I was like, so that I don't lose my shit now when this challenging moment is happening. And I didn't. I made the choice to not let that card was not my destiny. That card was telling me, bypass me.
Yeah.
Bypass this
chutes and ladders.
Yes.
Like
so,
there are some things that will bring you up, some things that will bring you down, but
You will,
this too shall pass.
Yeah.
That's a huge lesson I've learned.
So I have a deck. It's in Spanish. It's not a tarot deck. It's a kind of oracle, an angel oracle. And it's about like, it's like their concepts.
You just like, this isn't a tarot deck. This is just a deck of cards.
Pick one and we'll start with bets from $10 and on. So these are white cards. They're cardboard. They're very delicate and very old. My aunt gave them to me. She said, if you're ever lost, pull one and focus on that. And from then I learned to pull a card a day. And these are in Spanish. So we're going to pull a card for Zach and for our Sassy Tarot Day. And there are concepts like happiness, beauty, you know, and then a little paragraph. So let's just start with a general energy in the air. I'm going to pull them here and you can pull one.
I pulled three
just by pull
accident.
One. Yeah. And let's flip it. And it says faith. So I'm going to read what it says. And you guys, if you're in your car, close your eyes. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, if you're in your car,
if you're
driving right now, close
your eyes. make sure to like hit the pedal and close your eyes. Take a deep breath.
This is about faith.
Have faith in me. I tell you if a truck is coming.
Yeah.
I tell you if you're off the road.
Watch out.
Oh, careful.
All right, close your eyes and go to sleep.
Okay, go to sleep. Now, if you're operating heavy machinery, go to sleep.
Just chill. Smoke some weed.
Just start smoking. So, okay, faith, it says. La fe es una actitud que se revela en el aspecto de... Okay. Faith is an attitude that reveals itself when we open up to the wisdom and the love that comes from our soul. From within. So when your soul's like, what is faith really is knowing and trusting that within you have guidance, that you will find a way, that you will make it there. And the way to know that is by opening up to listening to yourself and your like GPS. You have a GPS inside. That's what I'm trying to say. And it needs batteries because you've forgotten about it for too long. It says, that openness towards the wisdom and love that comes from within brings with itself the certainty that heals any doubt and indecision. Because you already know the answer. I was talking about this with Jack in the trailer about how like this idea, he said this, the idea of saying, I'm going to flip a coin. Like you have two options. Like you are undecided about something.
Mm-hmm.
if it's tails, I'll do this. And then heads, I'll do this.
Right.
And then you flip the coin and you get tails. And you're like...
This is Jack Rayner, by the way.
Yeah, Jack, the star of Strange Angel. On CBS, All Access. And then you flip the coin and you get tails. And you're like, ugh, I don't want to do this. And then you'll end up doing heads. So now you know exactly what you actually wanted to do. You never do what the coin says. You always do what you wanted to do. He said that, and that is what the tarot does. Like, if you get a card that you hate, you're like, oh, yeah, no. And then you're like, okay, then you know. Or maybe you just don't want to accept something. But just hearing your inner voice heals that indecision. Yes. It helps you, like, it's a toss of the coin that helps you. And then it says, when we walk around with faith, the universe supports us, and we discover the strength, the inner strength that moves barriers, removes barriers, and allows that the light of our being manifests. So faith means allowing with a knowledge that you can't see it yet, but you know you're going. Like, life has always taken care of me in a very, very, like, a better way than I would have expected. So why not just, like, let it be, let it happen?
Yeah.
It's sometimes really hard with anxiety and all that shit, because I want to plan everything. So let's start with the read. Well, it has already started.
I was like, we're starting now?
So with this, like, faith, so, we're going to pull. So what we're going to do, I wanted to talk about spreads a little bit. What we're going to do is pull three cards.
Okay.
It could be past, present, future, and it could be, and then the bottom of the deck is a more, like, a general energy for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to break the cards in half. And if you guys are listening and you're in your cars and you already fell asleep,
wake up!
Wake up! Fucking idiot!
Through your car!
Don't listen to a podcast host. So
what do I do with this?
You can break it twice. And then pile it up however you feel like it should be. And then if you're resonating with Zach's read, it's for you too. Because if, as I'm talking to him, things are going to light up in your brain about your own problems. And that's important. That's
it's
what,
like music.
Yeah, exactly. So let's have this conversation. Let's see what comes out. Ten of Pentacles, financial stability, material stability. This is a family card. Discernment, which you got before.
Yeah.
And then the Knight of Swords, which is usually a person. And then at the bottom of the deck, we got the Ace of Pentacles.
Which is the best pentacle?
It's the biggest pentacle.
Hey, what's the... Oh, that motherfucker's strong. It's Atlantis holding up a big old pentacle.
Yeah. And he has, he's like doing like CrossFit there.
Yeah, dude, he he's looks like, good.
He's like, yeah. So would you describe the Ace of Pentacles? It's a dude. It's like a... ripped, he's a ripped...
Ripped Jesus.
He's an Aquaman. What a Jason Momoa. Just like...
Yeah.
Out of the water doing CrossFit with just that gigantic
giant gold pentacle.
Pentacle. And he has a crown and a beard.
And he has a tail. He has a tail. He and he's surrounded by grapes.
He's a mermaid man. He's a merman.
Merman.
And there's, he's in the water, and there's mountains in the background, a blue sky, and in the front there's some like grass. Maybe he's like in a river that ends in an ocean.
I think it's grapes.
Oh yeah, there are.
It's like
grapes.
Fruit. It's the fruit of his labor.
So what like location in the world do you think he's at? Like
in this?
Yeah, in the States probably. Like
it looks like
a lake.
It looks like a lake. It does not look like, this doesn't look like the ocean at all.
It looks like the north.
It looks like Michigan, where I'm from.
Oh, interesting. I like. I mean, I hit fucking like
you
on
just
Instagram.
Like double tap my
I double tap your fucking air. Your fucking personal space. I just double
tap.
Pa-pa! Fucking like it.
Fucking like it.
Okay. And so the energy in the air is the Ace of Pentacles. I'll talk about the aces. The aces are a raw energy that comes in. You can take it or not. So it's like the hand of God is giving you raw energy for you to do something with. In this case, the pentacles are materialization. That could be some kind of resource that you suddenly encounter.
Yeah.
Money is a resource, but time is a resource.
Yeah.
And people that you materialize and projects that you, like anything you can actually go from non-existent to existent. It's a resource. So what are resources for you?
Well, for me right
clothes,
now,
like, or I'd like, say, sure. yeah, Your phone? I don't know.
No, my phone's not really a resource. I've disconnected.
It's a tool.
Yeah, I've disconnected a lot from my phone. The biggest resources in my life right now are music.
Yep.
I would say.
Okay.
My personal choice of expression, which has been through, I've decided to stomp out the idea that I'm an artist and just do
what you need to do as a person.
Mm-hmm. I also think to any label right now, I was talking to Jack with Jack about this yesterday, which is labels are for people who don't want to who don't want to be seen as someone who's not doing something.
Right.
And so when you label yourself, you're uh-huh. saying like, I am doing this versus doing it.
Right.
So rather than label yourself, just I've found myself.
Labels are a lot of pressure.
Yeah. So
you can just use a resource and go for it.
If you have the energy, fucking do it.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of energy right now.
That's
too.
What it is. That's the Ace of Pentacles.
Yeah. It's like my creative energy is overpouring right now. Overflowing, I should say.
It's overflowing. And on top of that, I feel like, so the Ace of Wands would be like that overflow, like sudden rush of like fresh new creative energy. Mm-hmm. But since we have the Ace of Pentacles here, I feel like it's like the hand of God being, or the hand of destiny or universe, mm-hmm. or the energies being like, your ideas are being supported for also materialization. Because I may have many ideas, but if I don't have all the materials to paint them, or I don't have this studio to, like, you know, like the raw idea needs to become materialized. And yeah. It's like destiny is giving you the resources to make those creative energy into yeah. something that you're manifesting. But it's all raw. You can take the resources or you can ignore them. You haven't shaped them.
Yeah,
the ace
that's
is
definitely
pure.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the energy in the air. It's like you have found this big pentacle. You can exercise with it.
Right.
You can
I'll put it on my mantle and look at it every day.
Yeah. Or you can be like, but the thing is that the universe is holding that coin until you take it. And if you don't, it'll go away.
Yeah.
So how many times have you met someone that could be a useful resource for you and you don't contact them at the right time? And eventually it's just not a viable resource anymore
right.
for you to do what you need to do with that person. So things have moved on.
Yes.
Otherwise we're dead. So it's a momentary energy where you can, if you see resources showing up for you, if you see that you have extra time, if you see that you're suddenly meeting people that you're interested in, it's a time to kind of like take that pentacle and apply it.
What's funny enough is like I had a manifestation in January that, or not a manifestation, just like a mantra
yeah.
that certainly manifested itself in like in the best way possible. And now that it has, I've found myself surrounded with like really incredible people. Really interesting people.
Is it okay to share roughly what it was about? Can you sing it though?
Yeah.
With the music? Can you sing your mantra?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Okay. There we go.
I am surrounding myself with people who love me for who I am. I am surrounding myself with people who love me for who I am. I am surrounding myself with people who love me for who I am. I am surrounding myself with people who love me for who I am.
And who I am is.
And not who I'm not.
Amazing. That's what it feels like. Like you're like this. I love this music right now. This
yeah,
is
me too.
Because it feels like the sky shifts and then you get suddenly a resource. Like you suddenly go, what?
That was tight.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, that is it is.
And then manifest it.
Well, and then there's a day you wake up if you really hold those mantras dear and you believe them when you say them, you'll wake up one day and go, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. And I did it. I was on Strange Angel.
I was able to pull yeah. what I wanted from life.
Because life is a constant platter. And you can really
life
choose.
Life is a constant platter of the foods of love.
I started to value things differently,
yep.
Which was trust. I valued love at the top, and now I value trust a little bit higher than love.
Yeah.
A lot higher than love. I think love is kind of the base energy for everything.
So you're holding trust as this guy's holding that pentacle above
Absolutely.
Your head.
Yeah.
It's funny because now, so like, that's now your new resource.
Yeah.
That is value is.
Absolute.
And especially with the word value, like money, value. Like, mm-hmm. What do we assign value to? Yeah, we do assign money value to things. But if you take that image of a guy holding a huge coin and you change the coin for value,
right.
And then you. Then what's your list of values?
What are your values as a human?
That you want, that you appreciate, that
and
you
which
need.
Which ones do you hold above every other one? And
yes.
For me, it is like, it's trust. And I trusted the universe that I would surround myself with people who love me for who I am, not what I am. And that's exactly what happened.
Funny. So that's the energy in this deck. Because you lifted the card, I saw the one below. And so I have to say it because that's a rule of tarot. Like if you see it, you say it. And it's a four of pentacles, four of wands, actually.
Is this guy about to get burned at the stake?
No, this is actually like in other decks, it looks like a chuppah, and there's people celebrating underneath it. So there's, and some people call it the card of celebration, the card of contracts, but it's not a celebration that's like nasty because mm-hmm. It's a four, and a four in the tarot is always like structure.
Got it.
Three is manifestation.
I see 34 everywhere.
Really?
By the way. Yeah, that's like a number.
You are into
the
like.
The number's 34. Oh, yeah. I go and do number meanings all the time.
I love that. So, so if you're that kind of person and you're like studying numerology, do remember Ace of Pentacles, that's a one. And then we have a four. We have a 10. Judgment, that's 20. And then the Knight of Swords is not a number. So the four of wands is structure. So like with three.
So this is 34 is basically what you're,
you were saying. Yeah. 10 and
10,
then
20 and four, right?
Yeah. And then one.
35.
So it turns into an eight, which is a great energy. So the four of wands is a lot of people call it like the contract, but it's a celebration. So it's like when you sign a contract to be in the show, that is a celebration moment.
Absolutely.
You know, like that's a contract that you celebrate or like when you do a party, like, but it's a structure kind of, it's like the
well,
celebration of reaching a structure that's a creative structure in some sort of way.
It's interesting because
and it's right behind the Ace of Pentacles.
It reminds me of my manifestation as a contract with myself.
Yep, exactly. And you're celebrating it
and
now.
I am celebrating
and
it.
And thanks to that, that's behind the Ace of Pentacles, you're receiving new resources.
Right.
Now that you're, or like, maybe they were there, but you didn't see them as value, and now you are.
Yeah.
So that's the energy in the air. Now I'm going to read the three cards. We have first the 10 of Pentacles, which is that, which is the, it's the past or that which already is. And the 10 of Pentacles is a card of a lot of stability, mm-hmm. material stability, money. You have also family because you manifest a baby. Like that's something that you materialize.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from nothing to full materialization. If there were, it, like actually the pentacle, I haven't explained the suits, but it's man. It's God materialized.
Mm-hmm.
So it has the head, the two arms and two legs.
Right,
that's
makes sense.
5 points of the star. And it's what God turns into when he becomes a body. So that's a human. Some people say, of course, I'm not saying this is a religion. I'm not saying like the rules of my religion. No, this is like how people explain pentacles. So you have 10 of pentacles. That's a full family. It's kind of a boring card in the sense that everyone in the family is just kind of chilling and no one's actively like creative pursuits,
mm-hmm.
but it's so comfortable. It's so like, it's like laying in a hammock while someone else is grilling and then you know
you said this was 10, right? This is a 10.
Yeah,
10,
it's 10
years
of,
ago, I was not doing what I'm doing now.
No, not at all.
I was very comfortable. I was like living with my family, basically. I was living in my house.
So maybe this is the past, but maybe this is something that you already like rediscovered because the Ace of Pentacles is there and that's a new energy. So you've rediscovered the resource and this, and you've been structured by this stability that the 10 of Pentacles, like you rediscovered what it's like to be surrounded by family. You rediscovered
Absolutely.
What it's like to have the money and use it in a way that's not dumb.
Yeah.
Or like use in a way that's like fulfilling for you. Like, even if it's just to chill, even if it's just to take a vacation, even if it's just to like go to another land and do nothing.
Experience versus like material has been a huge thing.
It's not a pursuit. It's like it's a state of.
It's a state of being.
Enjoying the stability.
Yes.
And that's a new resource that you've found. And it's a motive for celebration. So we're like, what I'm doing is bringing back the cards are like the descriptions of what's happening to the general energy that's like the Ace of Pentacles and the Four of Wands.
Mm-hmm.
You've rediscovered this resource. You're kind of like, and you also feel like a child in your family. You're feeling like, this is where I can be myself. This is where I can be who I am, even if it's just literally chilling by a vineyard. And then the grapes are related to Michigan, which you said. So that's why I'm like, I feel like this is you chilling with your family.
Yeah,
and chilling in vacation in distant lands. So you have the Ten of Pentacles. But then you're saying 10 years ago, this is how you felt. And then...
I still felt like a child. I was, you know...
Well, you were. I mean, you're really young.
Oh, yeah.
When you started all of this.
I was 19.
Yeah. You started doing movies and everything. When it happens young, I feel like lessons come your way later.
Yeah, way later. Because you're yeah. And especially then, for me, it was a hard go for a while.
Me too. I in Venezuela, I started acting when I was 10. And then by the time I was 18, I was like little queen of my shit, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean famous. It just means little queen of my shit.
Yeah.
My world was, I'm the queen of my world.
Yeah.
I have reached the ceiling, which is why I moved eventually to the States. Because I was like, I don't have anything else to go towards here. Some people, like, from external appearances, you could do movies, you can do telenovelas, but I didn't want to do those things. So I've reached my own personal limits.
Right. You hit your ceiling.
And then I started from scratch, and then the hard lessons came. And then now I'm ready again to be who I need to be. But it took a long time, and it was a long journey. And it's because as I feel like I was young, pampered young by my own creative power and prowess. And then I had to rediscover what it's like to fail. And restart and do it again. So this is us in the past.
Yeah.
As many people were. I'm not assuming everyone had a family that was like this. But at some point, this stability, you either pursue it or has existed. So, but in this case, it's in the past position, so you've had it. And you're also rediscovering it. Then we have the Judgment card. The Judgment card is the angel. We talked about this, and
well,
I got really emotional.
The Judgment card also came in the middle last time too.
Yes, it was an energy that was very strong when it came out. I got very emotional. So we did this in Zach's trailer, and we were talking about his love life. Mm-hmm. Right now, this feels more like a general read. And the Judgment is here to decide. It's a Judgment Day, right?
Yeah.
So it's the day the angel comes from the heaven. It's not like justice. Justice is a judgment that's on earth.
Right. Yeah, it's
judgment
completely man-made.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
Fully spiritual. It's like when you are spiritually deciding who is your crew and who is not.
Yeah.
What values stay and what values don't. Which coins that are offered to you, you take from the heavens and celebrate with, and which ones you're like, pass, this is not a coin for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my coin. Some people might be like, dude, you don't think that's a coin? That's for you. Just take it. And you're like, no, it's not my coin.
Yeah.
I know she has a good ass, but it's not my coin. You know what I mean? Or like, no, I don't want to spend time doing this other thing.
Right. I don't trust this person or the trust isn't there for me at least.
Yeah.
It's like,
if that's your most valuable resource.
That's my most valuable resource.
Yeah. Or also like, you don't vibe with me.
Yeah.
That's spiritual judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But some people that maybe like some people may judge as bad. Like, because on the fucking day of it, let's just say that the angel does come down one day and it's Yom Kippur and we like decide who stays and who goes.
Yeah.
Who stays like alive and on earth and in heaven and who's just like dead.
Sorry, you're gone now.
Bye.
Yeah.
Adios. And so let's say that day does come. I'm sure like surprising people would stay alive and surprising people would like stay dead.
For sure.
Yeah. And
people
it's
would
funny.
Be like, wait, what? Because people are too tied to their human ideologies. Here.
Yeah, well, of course, we are humans.
Yeah, we've made so many dumb rules as a society that we don't actually understand. Though they were like rules to counteract insane other rules that were here.
Like what's happening
rules.
In the border. Like,
I mean, that shit's just like bananas.
Yeah, everything's crazy.
Yeah.
And then we have like, I am a good person if I go and pray every day, but you might be like being a shit mother.
Yeah.
And then you're not going with an angel bitch. Like, you gotta get better at being a mother.
Yeah.
You ain't going with an angel bitch. You ain't going with an
No angel's gonna love you, bitch.
No angel's gonna love you, bitch.
No angel's gonna love you, bitch.
You think you came with McDonald's, bitch?
It don't matter how nice your ass is, bitch.
You're farting on your kids, bitch. Imagine if you're like a mother and you can fart on your kids because they don't know any better.
I mean,
or like teach them a wrong word.
Yeah, Peter, stop the music. You gotta explain that one, Hanukkah. What are you talking about?
You can fart
about?
On your kids because they don't know. That's not how life works.
Well, I think
as
what
a parent,
you
have too much. You have too much power
because you're teaching kids. That's how life works. Remember, everything is a teaching moment as a parent.
You're like been farting on your kid for 10 years, and they think that's how life works, and they go to have a sleepover. Peter really wants to say something.
A quick note to Veronica's future partner. Keep her away from your children.
Like, don't let her be with her. Like, don't give her children.
No, I mean, give her children, but like, just be there with
them.
Be
aware that she might be teaching them weird things. I have my best friend in all of life has a mother that taught her.
Who's your best friend in all of death?
Listen, I don't even know who's gonna make it.
It's true.
I think I might not make it. I will say.
I think you'd make it.
Very nice to say. You know, the nicest compliment that you can tell a person is like, "I think you would make it through the judgment day."
That is a pretty nice.
I think you would get inscribed in the book of life.
Listen, I think
you're gonna make it.
I think
the book
you're
of
gonna
life.
Make it.
I think your name goes in
I
the book.
I think you make it. I think you make it. I think you make it.
When the shofar blows, then sounds. So I feel like this is exactly where you're at.
Yeah.
You're determining who stays, who goes, what values are not kosher for you anymore, which ones are.
Well, I actually
and
feel
it's
like,
a restructuring that comes from not the world, but spiritual.
Yeah.
That's the judgment. And it's almost like a completion of a cycle. I told you about this. This is like
this
21
is...
over 22 right. major arcanas. Well, the number is 20, but there are 22 major arcanas, and this is previous to last.
21.
Yes. 21. Yeah. So you're about to complete the cycle.
And I genuinely feel like I am. Like
you're about to.
Yeah.
And
this
I
in manifesting what I am right now, it's like this summer has been all about making sure I take the lessons that I've learned in the last year and go forward with like exactly who I am, knowing my truth.
Because you had a big and without going into much detail.
I had a big life change.
Yeah, had a big sudden life change. Mm-hmm. And then you had to restructure everything that was valuable to you.
Yeah.
That happened to me. I can pinpoint two specific moments in my life where that happened. Mm-hmm. And then I forget to mention when I moved countries because that I chose that. What I'm talking about are two moments that I did not know what
chaos,
was coming.
Chaos hits.
It was before and after.
Yeah.
And from then, I resurfaced as a better person.
Absolutely.
But it was like a phoenix. Like, I walked through fire.
Yeah.
And the scars, like, reshaped my body. And now I look different. And now I'm different. And my vibe is different. That sounded very gruesome. But it's...
I mean, it is
how
gruesome.
It felt inside. It's, like, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So you finally... I feel like you're past that because there's no chaos here. There's only... You found a new stability. You found a celebration. You found a new way to like structure your creative life. You're finding new resources. And now you're judging with, hey, this judgment card is like, hey, I'm a fucking treasure in a lot of ways because I treasure myself.
Yeah.
You can't just access it. You can't just be near this. You're like the judgment card feels
set
spiritual boundaries too.
Oh, I've
no
I have
more
like
energy
very...
vampires. Yep. No more sucking my energy without giving back. No more, no exchange. Because you can't just forever, you know how they say in like Christian thing, like or like a religious thing, like you can light someone's fire with your fire forever. You can light many candles with your candles. Like, you can do that. Yes, you can do that. But
you go.
What
out
happens
eventually.
when you go out when some wind blows and you go out and. So many people you lit don't come back. Then you're like, oh, I can't spend my entire candle time. Like the candles end, like they get consumed. So I can't spend my entire fire lighting everyone's fire. Now, you can put yourself in a public situation where you're on stage and you're like lighting a lot of fires through your art, for sure. But I'm talking about interpersonal relationships.
Oh, yeah. And I think I cut a lot of people out who I, in a way, felt like I always gave myself and got 50% or 25% or no percent and just continued on because I thought, well, you know, eventually.
It's a healthy selfishness.
Yeah.
And selfishness is not a bad word. It's just self-care.
Yes.
And a lot of, there are people that I know could use my energy to become, to feel better. Mm-hmm. But if, when I do that, I become drained and sad and depressed and I feel completely depleted, then I cannot do that. Because if I don't put on my safety mask first, I'll die. So then there's no more resource for anyone to take from, you know?
Yeah.
So there's everyone should protect themselves in a kind way. You can do it kindly. You can do it nicely. But you can, or like in a way that's like, I'll just slowly step away from you not attack you. You don't have to attack people to be like, you're not entering my book of life.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya.
I think it's, I think some people are better at it than others.
Yeah, of course.
But what's very important is you're not really taught a societal understanding of like boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of taught it on a very surface level, but in a spiritual level, you are absolutely not. You're kind of just taught like someone likes you and you share interests, you're friends, versus like if you guys are able to talk about anything.
Right.
That is truly friendship. And in parts where it's like I didn't open myself up, in the last like 5 years to all the people I held close. Because the truth is like I was afraid of them. I was afraid of their judgment. I was afraid of them not loving me for who I was, but only giving them what I was. And so, you know, that shit comes back too.
Yeah.
There's responsibility in the energy exchange. And if you can't ever take responsibility for where you are or what you're doing.
Or what you give out.
You will be lost forever. Like there will be no.
Forever.
Forever. There will be no ability for you to understand that you are responsible for everything that happens in your life, whether you want to be or not.
Yes. And partly, I feel like I don't, even the people I tell my stuff to, I realize are not necessarily there for me sometimes.
Yeah.
And that means, okay, you're a person I can talk to, but I understand there's a limit to that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a judgment card. It's being like, also assigning, you don't have to cut out everyone that's not your absolute best friend. You can just have it's the discernment. It's the understanding you have, these are your limits in regards to our relationship. Like,
yes.
You are the friend that I have fun and do drugs with. You are the friend that I talk about candles with.
Sure.
You're the friend that I talk about crafts with.
Yeah.
And that's about it. And that is also okay. Not everyone has to be there 100%, 1,000,000% all of the time.
I would say
it's about you realizing that and not being disappointed by them not giving you the 1,000,000% that maybe you wanted.
People are spiritual.
Being compassionate.
Right. Friends should be spiritual mirrors.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I see myself, this aspect.
This aspect.
I see this aspect. They're like, you know, when you walk into like a house of mirrors and there's like 20 mirrors and you can only see fractions of yourself at different times.
Yes, exactly. So those are friends. And you don't have to put all of your expectations in a friend to do everything.
Right.
So that's a judgment card. You're like putting left and right, saying, just kind of like making a grid and saying, who goes here? Who goes there? Who goes? And you're not like, now, after judgment, there's the Knight of Swords. I say that I'm the Knight of Swords just because there's a style of studying tarot, which is the Order of the Golden Dawn. And according to my birth date, I'm the Knight of Swords. And when I first got that, I was like, I don't want to be the Knight of Swords. But it's true that I'm a Gemini. I am a twin in a lot of ways. And it's in this specific deck, it's a white horse that's riding towards a storm. And there are two men, swords up, full like what do you call it? Armor on.
Yeah.
And they're both very tight and they're both literally like a copy of each other. They're like twice the same person.
Yeah.
Ready to go with their swords. And I felt like that was too aggressive for me. But it's true that I'm seeing as to like, so swords are ideas and communication.
Mm-hmm.
And the Knight of Swords is running fast with an idea, almost like you have an idea and you go with it.
Yeah, that's
you have a thought and you say it.
Yeah.
And so that's my Gemini card. And
that's me.
Yeah, you're very Gemini in a lot of ways, especially that thirst for communication, for knowledge, for like, and then saying an idea, like as soon as you're thinking, you say it, and then and then you see what happens. So there's a little bit of like a warning with that I've learned from personal experience,
mm-hmm.
which is like, sometimes I say what I think immediately and then I see someone react and I remember not everyone's from my tribe. Not everyone will understand the way I say things. Not everyone will understand the things I say as coming from a good place. So it's important to remember. And so I feel like this deck, which is the Mythic Tarot deck that we're describing, and it's a lot of mythical, I don't know enough of it. And it's this deck is kind of hard for me because I would love to know the mythic part of it, but I don't. But what I do is focus on the image, which I recommend in case you get a tarot deck. Just focus on the images and study the cards. That's why I recommend starting with a Rider-Waite because it's a more classical one. But in the Knight of Swords, when I see two people in a white horse, it's like, the white horse means purity. You're being pure when you go with your idea and you just say it. You have an idea and you say it. And then some people may feel cut by it. So it's a little bit like, remember, people can get cut by it. Be kind.
Yeah.
But also like, these guys, if someone attacks a friend, this is the guy you want near you. Like, if someone's going to attack me, I want the twins with the swords ready to go.
Yeah.
And it comes from a pure place. This horse is, it's like purity. The horse of purity is running towards the storm. It's like the storm is so dark and the horse is white. It's like purity and truth running towards the darkness. So that is maybe something that it's a resource for you. The fact that you speak the truth, the fact that you go towards where like you don't like this and you go and say it. You go and have an idea and immediately... I feel like this is encouraging you from now on, now that you are deciding your tribe with the Judgment card, now that you have new resources and reasons to celebrate, you can run towards darkness with your light and with the speed of mind that you have and serve as a beacon of light. I'm talking about this world.
I think that's what I like. In my head, darkness doesn't necessarily mean... like bad times. But what it does mean is uncertainty. In darkness, you don't know where things lay. And truth, I think, always sets shit direct. There's no confusion in truth. If you're being honest...
There's no confusion in truth.
There's no confusion in truth.
If you're being honest,
you're being pure.
Towards the storm.
There's no confusion in truth.
There's no confusion in truth.
There's no confusion in truth.
And it's a white horse towards storm.
I like the idea that a white horse towards a storm is great imagery.
It's a white horse towards storm.
White horse in
it's a manifesting.
Storm.
It's a showing up in the middle of darkness with the truth and being like, no, I will cut this. I will not stand for this, even if it's. And it's also having the twin. Works as a way to also, as you're even like creating the words in your mouth, the other twin has gotten in the other person's head and come back to tell you they will get hurt. And sometimes it's like you're mid-sentence when you realize,
and you're like, nah, I've
when the
done
twin
that.
Comes back to tell you, but it's a level of empathy that
absolutely
that has to exist. So that's the other function of the other twin. He kind of lives in the other, he goes and sees the other side of things and comes back and tells you, oh my god,
yeah,
this is gonna be, and you're like, say the sentence and then we are like, Let me explain. This might hurt you. Or like this might have and so like
I've done that where I say something because I'm just being honest and someone's like, Whoa, dude.
Yeah. And you're like,
what's funny is
it's true. I can't help it.
I can't help it. But I am but you always can be able to explain myself in the way of like, well, this is where I'm coming from.
Yes.
And I don't necessarily mean this about you. I mean it mostly about me, which is when people speak about them at all. They're usually talking about themselves or their experience. So this to me also.
Yeah. What does it mean to you? The Knight of Swords. The Knight of Swords is a very interesting card, especially on this deck. But we'll talk about it so much more.
The world has shown to me to be more chaos than I thought in my youth. You know, there's a great Parquet Chords line where it's, I was once shown a world of tenderness, which I'm thankful for. I'm paraphrasing. But it's like, I was shown a world of tenderness until I was shown a world of chaos.
Look at that. You go from this Ten of Pentacles of world of tenderness, and then you realize with the judgment and discernment what the fuck is going on. And then now you realize, no, I have to be a white horse.
I have to
in
be
in a storm.
Yes. And the truth is,
and
the
that
truth
is
about,
a work.
It's Sorry. Insane work. Luckily, I'm a fucking CrossFit mermaid. I mean, there is some truth to where it's like,
I will take you downtown. I will kiss your stupid face. I'm a CrossFit mermaid.
I will kiss you back. I will kiss your beard.
I will kiss your nose. I will kiss your forehead.
No one can tell me where to go.
I'll kiss your face. No one can tell me where to go.
No one can tell you where to go. Oh my God. Okay, so I love this because it feels like, so this read feels like both a smaller journey, like a few months.
Yeah.
And it feels like an epic, your lifetime kind of journey.
Yeah.
So it feels like where we conclude this is you have to be a white horse running towards a storm and you have to have empathy and just.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say that.
Say it and then you'll see. Then you'll figure it out.
That's how I've started to live my life in the last year. Is just like, you know what? I'm never going to censor myself ever again. I'm going to be me. And if someone.
Faith. That's the first card we pulled is like, have faith in your inner self and it will take you where you have to go. I can't be anything but me. And you, if you're in your car and you already crashed and fell asleep.
Wake up, have faith.
Be you. Like, you can't be anything. Like, when you're in a situation where you're so uncomfortable because people are like, you don't agree with someone, sometimes, like, the lack of comfort for not saying anything, I've reached this point where it's overpowering the politeness of staying quiet. And sometimes I don't think it's worth it, and I weigh it, and that's the discernment, and that's the weighing it. Sometimes it's just not worth it. If I can, if I feel like I have to say it, I won't leave without saying it. Like, I read the cards for you, and this is the stupidest thing, is that I wanted you to dress in white for whatever reason, and it kept bugging me. And I just had to say it. And I was like, he might think this is fucking stupid, but then it wasn't, because you just texted someone you were going to dress in all white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it's, and look, I got the white horse.
Every time you look inside, you find a new part of your mind. It's easy to be kind. It's easy to be kind. Every time
I cry.
Tears away, and I say it's a white horse anyway.
Damn! like, wow. Every time I cry, every time I see, every time I go.
I think what's interesting about all of this.
Oh my God.
You need to, you should release a rap album, dude.
Yeah.
You got it. The most interesting part about all of this to me is,
yes,
an individual's journey. Well, you kept bringing up empathy.
Yes, I do.
And I believe
I'm big on empathy.
Me too. I believe in empathy over sympathy. I think sympathy is like is fool's gold when it comes to like emotional intelligence.
Because sympathy feels a little condescending and
it's incredibly condescending.
I feel for you.
It's not even that. It's like, oh my God, I feel bad for you.
Don't feel bad for people. Just put yourself in their, if you can, if you try, put yourself in their shoes and be like, that would suck if I was there.
And even if you can't put yourself in your shoes.
Or that would be so great if I was there. He must be feeling great. Oh my God.
If you can't put yourself in those people's shoes.
Yes.
It's important to recognize even in that you can be sympathetic. Like, oh my God, I can't even imagine what the fuck they're going through.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I can't even comprehend the pain, the joy, the sadness, the happiness.
Yeah, like even the lack of ability to comprehend it gives you an idea of what they might be going through, like how hard it might be to go through. Like if you can't even imagine it,
right?
They must be going through something that's like beyond your capability. So like that must be crazy for them.
Yeah.
Yes. And I like this.
Yeah.
We are so behind, and Brett's gonna have to edit the shit out of this.
Is
but
behind mean over?
We're over. I feel like this is a really good read. You got a Knight of Cups. I have a little, a tiny tarot, and he just pulled a card, and it was the Knight of Cups. And the Knight is like the young adult energy, like someone who goes like, I really want to do this, and it's like
that's
no
me
plan
right now, baby.
There's no plan. He'll just go, and then it's like it's really hard to hold a cup while you're on a horse. Mm-hmm. But that's why this guy's kind of like, I'm trotting. He's not like the Knight of Swords as running. He's kind of like, I'm gonna bring you a cup, my love. And it's like, you've been holding that liquid for seven mountains.
Yeah.
But the guy's like, I'm bringing this Coca-Cola to my baby, baby. And that's the kind of optimism, like the optimism feeling that is so healthy to have. Sometimes it's not, you know, like if I'm heading straight with my cup towards like some bad situation. But I don't think that's the case right now. I feel like the case is that you are knight. You're a knight. You're like moving fast with your own purity and your own horse, like fast, like on a horse, not even your own legs. You're moving fast on a horse towards like this truth, towards this like, and being a reflection of it and showing the world that you are that too. Knights are in full armor too. You got a knight before, like they're, but their armor is that resource. Like the armor of the Knight of Swords is that they're so fast with their minds. And so, like, whatever attacks them, they know they can, like, think quickly and go ahead. And then the armor of the Knight of Cups is that no matter what, you can't bring me down, dude. Like, my armor is that I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
And I'm going to. And I'm so emotional. And that actually is not a default. It's not a fault. It's like it's armor.
It's an attribute.
So right now, I'm in the part of the show where we're going to do an interactive read. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle a deck of cards. And I'm going to pull three cards, and you will...
Use that purple bag.
The purple bag? Okay. So this is the After Tarot, which is a tarot... the idea of it is it's a Rider-Waite. You guys pronounce it however the fuck you want.
The ones we did last time. No, they're not.
It's a Rider-Waite tarot deck, but a moment after. So each one of the cards is just the second... What happens with the characters a second after. And the whole game of the tarot... The afterthought after tarot is that it's a timeline. It's alternative universes. It's very sci-fi in a way. So if you don't want the thing to happen.
Speaking of sci-fi, check out Strange Angel on CBS All Access.
Peter, Zach, and I are in it.
It's true.
You guys are great characters. Peter and I are...
Hovers.
We're hovers. We really hove each other.
We're hover child.
And then you and I, our worlds don't cross until the very... A very specific moment in the end of the show.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. So it's a little bit
this
sci-fi. So
Peter.
It's alternative universes. Peter needs to choose his own card.
No, that one was for Peter. What is this one?
Okay,
this is the Ten of Swords or Ten of Wands.
So that's a lot of baggage she has to carry.
Sorry, Pete. Love you, bud.
You have to work a lot. You have to carry all those wands somewhere else.
Gotcha.
And drop them somewhere else, too.
Some hotel eyes.
I gotta go in my pajamas and get some eyes.
Have you ever cried? Have you ever cried? Have you ever cried? I know you want to. I know you want to.
I've been a crying all the whole of my good
energy. Making me high. Male energy. I'm making me cry.
I'm getting a bucket of eyes.
A bucket of hotel eyes.
Voila.
I wanna know how you feel.
I wanna
what you see.
I feel like
energy.
I feel like males are hurt right now because I've been channeling a lot of male energy and I've been crying. I feel like that's what's happening. It's a males are hurting and they just don't have the resources to fucking express it because we've damaged masculinity in such a harsh way. And if you're a woman and you feel like you can see clearly what's happening and you're attacking men for it exclusively and not helping men come to the light, I feel like you're doing a disservice to all of us and not just, you're not just defending yourself. You're also like wasting that a huge pentacle that God is giving you, which is, or life, which is the resource of being enlightened and bring other people to the light. That's, of course, don't get in fights with fucking guys who are like disgusting or that are stupid or are like, no fucking foreigner. Like, don't do that because don't waste your energy. But if you have a friend that says something icky or that you can tell like they're going through something, do try to like approach them like you would a girlfriend.
Use empathy.
And try to like get them to open up about their feelings. And sometimes like I have a girlfriend. This is all what I'm shuffling, by the way.
Yeah.
Shuffling for your like interactive read.
I have a... go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I have a friend who said like, you have to ask men... how they, instead of how are you feeling, you have to ask men, what do you think of this? Because men are taught like feelings is like so much more abstract than like saying their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's really sad. But when I do apply it, I when I'm like, Dad, what are you thinking? He will tell me his feelings, but it's very kind of rational. But it's a way to enter that universe and world. Because sometimes like, I feel like as a female, I have 7,000 ways and colors and shapes to describe one like love or like any kind of emotion because we are taught to speak in the language of emotions.
Yes.
And we need it for our kids and our children to survive when we're mothering, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But men are taught not to express feelings because it's a weakness. So it's like you're missing.
On a societal level.
Yeah. So it's like you're missing labels for things.
Yeah.
Even though they're there.
I was luckily raised by a very strong woman. By my mom.
Was she like a CrossFit person?
Yeah, she's a CrossFit mermaid.
You're raised by a CrossFit mom?
Yeah, I was raised by a CrossFit mom.
Hashtag
CrossFit mom, hashtag CrossFit life. I've had a general discernment
I love this.
Power or societal influence on men versus very strong female's influence on men.
Yeah, because then you don't know how to teach a man to be any different than how you see things. And then there's a connection to like, emotions and feelings. And some women don't know the words to express certain feelings. Like, I'm not saying, but we've,
no
as a society,
we're all human.
We've heard masculinity heavily.
I think we've heard both
the
masculinity
males.
And
both. Yes.
Well, what's fucked up is, like, if you look at advertising as a culprit, which I do, I personally think advertising is kind of one of the more evil. By the way, watch Strange Angel on CBS. advertising in general, it's you sex sells, and that's been kind of the mode of understanding as, like, I don't know, a man. It's you are kind of sold what you want to see versus being, you know, experiencing stuff and learning stuff.
Yeah.
As a woman, I think you're sold what you're supposed to look like or who you're supposed to be.
Yeah, it's been so fucked. It's
on
it's
one
been,
half, it's what
it's
you want.
Everything.
And on the other half, it's what you want. So it's like, and neither is really a truthful interpretation of what it is to be human.
So right now I want you to close your eyes inside of your car,
yeah.
And like, and if you're at home, just keep them wide open.
Keep those suckers open.
Keep those eyeballs open.
Because we don't want you to...
And I want you to think of a question.
Me, personally, or the audience?
Each one of the listeners, think of a question that's on your mind. Or, like, you can even think of a topic, like love. Or you can be, like, work. Or you can be, like, my mom. Or whatever is pressing you. But you don't have to ask us a yes or no. It's not going to be a yes or no answer, so don't waste your time with that. Think of a question right now. We're almost ready. So I'm pulling card number one. It's here already. Now I'm pulling card number two. Keep thinking of your question, fucker.
I gotta think of a question.
Yeah, everyone has to think of a question. If you want to play the game of interactive reading. Okay, I have card number two and three. We're ready. So now what we're gonna do is pick a number, one, two, or three.
Three.
Don't say it, you idiot. Fucking... idiot.
You didn't say don't say it.
Well, okay, if you're in your car, just say it out loud, okay?
Yeah, say it like I did.
And go with your...
And don't go with three.
Go
or,
with...
Or go with three if you were thinking...
Don't do this, Zach!
Here, you know what? New numbers. One, two, or four.
This... Okay, one, two... Okay, pick a number between one and four, but there's only three, so pick...
So, if it's four, it's gonna be three.
The first card, second card, or the third card. If you have picked card number one, we got Temperance. This card is telling you that whatever situation you're asking about, you have to blend what you know from the past that works and it's proven to a kind of exciting, excited, and tranquil and calm openness to newness from the future. It's blending the lack of knowing with what you do know is true. It's opening up your third eye, meaning you're like, maybe you have a set vision of how things are supposed to work out and you need to open like 50% up of 50% of that thing into letting the universe feel it how it feels like it wants to versus like your set vision of this thing. And there's the Two of Cups is included in this. So there's a lot of like, if you're having an argument with another person or at work, listen to the other person's opinion just as much as you listen to yours. And maybe a blend between the two of them will be the best solution. A little bit of the answer is in the material world. It's practical. And a little bit of the answer is instinctive and it's in your subconscious mind. And just be very internally chill. Even as you're acting outside, maybe like you have to be aggressive or move around or be fast. Internally, be this like center that people go to. If you pick car number two, also it feels like things are going the right way as long as you keep your cool. If you pick car number two,
keep your cool.
We got the 9 of Cups. Wish fulfilled. This is the card of like so much abundance. Your wishes are coming true. If you feel like they're not, maybe it's because maybe you want your wishes to be a certain way, or maybe you're asking too much. And I don't like saying that to people, but You know when you eat too much and you're like sick of how full you are?
Sick of what?
That can happen too with your with wishes. So if there's a warning, it's stop eating when you're full. And if there's an encouragement, is keep aiming high, because that's you want to aim high and see where it lands. People are bringing you chicken too. The card is like the guy's eating some chicken. So maybe people are getting you some chicken. If you're asked about that, if you're so concerned whether someone's going to bring you some chicken,
maybe
you got it.
You've raised. You're finally able to
eat from.
Eat from.
Like
something is
you're raised,
being
don't
fulfilling.
Rape your daughters. I don't know.
What? What?
I always have to say something that...
You know what, dude? You're like white knight. You're just like fucking going out there into the storm, saying whatever you want.
I will. This is Sassy Tarot, and it might be more than sassy. It might be just fucked. Fucked up.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Fucked Up Tarot.
Basically what I'm saying. Also say thank you to waiters. Be kind to waiters and people who are in service industry.
And anyone who serves you.
Because you don't know who they are. You don't know
and they're just
what
like
they're
you.
Reflecting. And
they're
tip.
Telling themselves a story. They're
tip.
Living in a fantasy.
Definitely tip like people. You. And definitely be thankful. It's a card of... once a wish is fulfilled, be thankful. If you already feel like something happened for you, say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Versus like having that attitude of like, oh, I'm full. Fuck this shit. No. If you picked card number 3, oh my God. 9 of Pentacles. We got 2 9s. This is the card of like, I have amassed my own fortune. I have enough to have hobbies. And if you don't have the fortune, you can still go outside and take a walk in the park and look at flowers and smell them. That is free. So it's that card of like that free flowing with yourself, knowing that you have the resources to enjoy yourself fully. It's a card right before you have a family.
Enjoy myself.
If you're about to get into a relationship, enjoy the last moments of you being alone
myself.
And remember to continue to do that once you're in this relationship.
I can enjoy myself.
It's a card of eating fruit if you feel like you're not eating enough greens. It's a card of going outdoors to gardens and enjoy
myself.
The resources on your own. It's a time of like meditation
myself.
Walks. It's a time of like mindful eating, like you're eating the whatever you're eating. Really taste it. Really enjoy it. Really think of when you're alone,
myself.
You can really enjoy yourself. And if you're asking about a specific situation,
myself.
I feel like it's gonna be the most prosperous when you learn to
enjoy
it, regardless of whether it's there or not. And then it'll be there, and then you'll be like, oh, I don't actually need it because I can enjoy it without it being there. But the more, the better. All right, so that's the interactive read.
I'm alone,
we got 2 9s.
Myself.
2 9s. So that's a completion of a cycle. It feels like we are ending a big cycle in life. And I want to thank you, Zach, for being here.
Veronica, thank
this
you
is
so
much. Great. And then I want to thank you guys
okay
for listening.
Singing.
Oh, I am. So I encourage singing.
I felt inspired by Peter.
That's the idea. Peter is a fourth dimension. So if you connect with music and maybe you have a specific feeling about the read because of the music, go with it. Anything you've felt, go with it.
I just want to do one thing.
Okay. What do you want to do? What is that?
I don't know.
He just pulled a page of wands, which is like a childish discovery of a creative fire. Of sorts. Oh, it's for Peter. You want a car for Peter. You're crazy about having a car for Peter.
You know, I think that was for everyone in the room.
Yeah. This is this podcast. I feel very creatively inspired and like a childish excitement about it. And I hope you guys at home and in your sleepy cars feel that way as well. If you have comments, I don't know where you can tweet it. So fuck you. If you have comments, just fuck you.
Yeah, actually fuck you if you have
actually you guys what you know what? Fuck you guys.
Keep your fucking comments to yourself.
Fuck you. Oh, you can actually tweet at Sassy Tarot Pod, P-O-D. Sassy with double S and a Y, bitch.
You mean the way sassy spelled?
All right, guys. See you next time, and I will talk about the deck specifically as a lesson in the next episode. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production.
executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.